2. Smell like sheep. So this church is like your business, and you're in sales, and God is the product, the newcomer said as we stood in the foyer after the church service. I wish I kept a journal of all the strange post-sermon conversations I've had at the back of the church. No, not really, I replied. The man was simply trying to make sense of the church based on his experiences. He apparently knew business and sales, so he tried to interpret the church from what he knew. Unfortunately, church newbies aren't the only ones who make this mistake. Pastors, elders, and members often misinterpret the church through business and organizational lenses. Granted, churches have business aspects. Churches often use financial officers and budgets, employees and personnel policies, facilities and insurance, workflow diagrams and goals, bylaws and committees. These are parts of a congregation's life and need to be managed well for God's glory. A local church is an organized organism. The problem arises when these business-like elements become part of a comprehensive business model for the congregation that ignores biblical teaching. It might look something like this: pastor equals president or CEO, staff equal vice presidents, members equal shareholders or loyal customers, visitors equal potential customers, and the elders' role? Elders equal board of trustees. In this model, the elders' job description is similar to that for the members of a board of trustees. They hire the pastors to do and lead the work of ministry. The elders then gather at board meetings to assess the ministry, watch the finances, and set the policies. The pastors bring forward new initiatives, and the elders approve or reject them. Pastors minister and elders direct.